Test 73, Section 3, Question 18. Here we're looking for a parallel flaw. So we could look at the conclusion and say, since only 1 week of summer is left, it will probably rain in the valley within the next week, so A will probably happen. So there may be errors. It's not really quite the same word strength. Hence, there are probably no errors. On B, not super similar. So there are probably errors in the page she has not yet checked. And that seems decent. So there will probably be no errors in the next issue. I don't think that seems really right. Aisha has probably made a mistake in her proofreading. If I'm in a pinch, I'm probably going to just take C and go, because that's the one that has the most similar conclusion. And remember, that's our first line of defense. But now I'm going to check the passage, make sure that we do have the same flaw. So far this summer, there's been no rain in the valley. So there's been no rain this summer. Usually, a few inches of rain fall there each summer. Usually, you have a few inches. Since only 1 week of summer is left, it will probably rain within the next week. So this one is saying, because usually there's rain at some point during the summer and we haven't had it, it's going to happen this week. And the idea is, just because you typically have something doesn't mean you have to have that thing at some point. So let's see if C is the same. On average, there are a few errors in the issue of P. Aisha has finished proofreading all but the last two pages and has encountered no errors. So that's the same thing as it hasn't rained yet. So there are probably errors on the pages she hasn't yet checked. Yeah, that's the same exact flaw. I would take C here and go. Now, when I'm doing this for real, I never check the others if I find one that matches, especially if there's only one conclusion that matches. So I would be taking C and running with that.